This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. At the risk of repeating myself from yesterday's show, these are not great economic days for China. Yesterday, we told you about its slow recovery from Xi Jinping's zero COVID policy. Today, more sour news. Beijing's exports were down 14.5% in July from a year earlier. That is the biggest drop since February of 2020, just as the global economy was going into the pandemic deep freeze. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has more on that.
China's exports have been falling steadily for the past year. Mary Lovely, a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics, says there are underlying reasons for that.
At the top of the list, clearly geopolitical tensions with the U.S., attempts to at least implement a China plus one strategy.
That's when businesses outside of China add at least one more country to its supply chain. It's something that's become more common after the pandemic manufacturing and shipping snarls. But Lovely says that's not the whole story. Because China is the world's top exporter, its trade data is a barometer for consumer spending. Categories that are up: electric vehicles, mostly exported to countries besides the U.S. Also,
suitcases, interestingly enough, because people are traveling again.
Suitcases, a product that's paired with services like flights and hotels. And services is a big factor behind China's export slowdown, because David Dollar, the senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, says that's what consumers are spending their money on right now.
People are out traveling, going to dinner, going to movies, going to see Barbie and Oppenheimer.
Of course, not exports of China. Meanwhile, Dollar says spending hasn't just shifted, it's slowed.
That's particularly true for the European Union, also for the United States.
The major buyers of Chinese goods. Ishwar Prasad, a professor of trade policy at Cornell, says China's not the only country with falling exports. It's happening across Asia. And that gives us a clue to what's happening with the health of the global economy. The verdict, according to him?
It's mostly gloom and a little bit of doom.
He says we're not nearing a worldwide recession yet.
But certainly, it's very difficult to find signs of strength in the world economy right now.
Just when the economic news was on a positive track, a piece of data comes in to make things feel murky again. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.